With KUT News in Austin, I'm Joseph Leahy. Good morning. It's 8:06. The state's largest doctors association will spend the next year pushing for changes aimed at curbing maternal deaths in Texas. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the group wants to expand access to health care and effective forms of birth control, among other things.
The Texas Medical Association worked with their members to come up with 7 recommendations. Among them, more training for doctors and expanding care for women having babies. Right now, women on Medicaid are kicked off 2 months after giving birth. TMA says women should have access to a doctor longer than that. The group also wants the state to increase access to long-acting reversible contraceptives like IUDs and implants. The association's outgoing president, Carlos Cardenas, says there's a lot the state could be doing better.
And there may be factors that we can't control today, but we may be able to control in the future. And our vision is to have 0 maternal deaths, because 1 maternal death is 1 death too many, and life trumps death.
The group also says state lawmakers could improve data collection. Last year, state lawmakers passed some measures aimed at preventing women from dying while pregnant or after giving birth. But the association says there's still more to do. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
Today is Chancellor Bill McRaven's last day leading the University of Texas system. Former UT Austin President Larry Faulkner will serve as interim chancellor starting tomorrow. There's more news at KUT.org.